All right, what's up, folks? This is Matt Barlow from Ashes of Aries.
Hey, this is Krista from Utharo.
Hey, this is Tim Ripper Owens.
This is Nora from Battle Beast.
This is Eric A.K. from Flotsam and Jetsam. You are listening to the Great Metal Debate Podcast.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Metal Debate Podcast, bringing you another amazing metal artist interview. Today I'm joined by Jeff from classic U.S. West Coast power metalers Vicious Rumors. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on the Great Metal Debate.
Thank you, my friend, and happy to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you, and I saw you fiddling around a little earlier before our interview, man. You had out the duct tape. I assume duct tape is an essential part of any tour.
Duct tape is as important as anything else you might have on tour. Yeah, man, I just, you know, we're a month in, and I was just setting up, and I just got a little careless, and just snapped the headstock off my favorite fucking Razorback Dean guitar. So yeah, I'm a little intense right now, but you know what? It's going to make for a damn good show because I'm ready to pour that fucking energy in tonight's performance. I'm fucking pissed.
I'm sorry you broke your guitar, man. That sucks. But we are here tonight at Portal in Louisville, Kentucky. Vicious Rumors on tour. You're more than halfway through the tour in North America alongside Titan's Raven and Upstart's Lutharo. How long has it been since Vicious Rumors has played in Louisville?
I believe this is our first time.
This is the first time? Okay.
Yeah.
I researched it and couldn't find it, but you guys have such a long touring history, I assumed I'd miss something.
No, I appreciate that. We're happy to hit a few new places on this tour that we haven't been to yet. So, first time here. Happy to be here and looking forward to meeting some of the local metalheads tonight.
That's interesting to me that even a veteran like yourself, there's still new markets to hit, new fans to find. Is that something that kind of pushes you forward, just knowing there's still more unexplored territory out there?
Oh absolutely, man. It's the same. Even though we've been an active group for 45 years, you know, it's like in the way, it's like the same thing about as much as we know about our oceans. You know, there's so much to be discovered. There's so much uncharted territory, and even though we've been around 45 years, we're excited to go to new places. We've been meeting a lot of Raven fans that didn't know Vicious Rumors, or maybe some had just, you know, vaguely heard of us, and they, you know, walked out buying a couple hundred dollars worth of merchandise and just blown away by VR. So, like, you know, we're seeing a lot of the old school fans, and we're getting some new fans, and you know, that's what it's always been about, just living heavy metal's a lifestyle, and for some it's maybe a fad or a t-shirt or just a concert or whatever, but for us it's truly a lifestyle that we've you know, immersed our entire being in. So it's great to be in a city we haven't played. And, man, you know, 45 years seems like eternity, and it also seems like yesterday.
And we, as we learned during COVID, man, it can all kind of be taken away from you, that opportunity to get out there on the road.
Very quickly. You know, we had a monster year of touring set up in 2020, and we started momentum in 2018, and we were doing so many shows every year. We got to 2020, had the biggest year we'd ever set up, and of course, everything came crashing down worldwide, so we know how easily things can be taken away. But at the end of 2022, you know, Larry and I were working on getting the band back together, back on the road, and we were having a lot of problems, and we were really, like, we were almost convinced that it was over. Like, we were just not going to be able to bring it back.
I mean, there are many bands for whom it was over.
Yeah, that's so true. And we were just lucky that we didn't give up yet. You know, we hung in there, and 2023 and 2024 have been some of the busiest years we've ever had. So we're thankful to be back. We're thankful to our promoters, booking agents, and fans, mostly, that have are still showing up on the Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesday nights on the tour. And we know we're having a great tour with Raven. You know, Raven and Vicious Rumors is a great package. They're celebrating 50 years. We're celebrating 45 years. It's fucking 95 years of metal. I mean, you don't come to this show, man, then, you know, you're just a fair-weather metal friend. But, you know, this is where the fucking... 95 years of metal's taking place tonight in fucking Kentucky. And there's about 12 shows left on the tour, and I just, anyone who hears this better come out. You want to see what Passion's all about? Fucking Raven, these old men are fucking crazy.
Dude, I saw some of their getting ready earlier, and man, they had the energy of 20-year-olds.
They do. And every night they play so fucking hard, and they're an inspiration. And, you know, and Vicious Rumors is cut from the same cloth. So when I, you know, when I'm on tour with a band and I see them giving it up like that every night, long sets, John, how he does... how he gets that high vocal range, just, you know, he hasn't slowed down a bit. And, you know, it's an honor to be out on tour with a band like that, because that's Vicious Rumors' way, too. We play 100% every night, whether there's 200 people or 20,000 or whatever. Whatever situation we're in, we play the best to our ability on the conditions that we have on that day. Like, for example, tonight in Louisville, Kentucky, I just broke the headstock off my favorite guitar. So I'm going to put on a fucking guitar clinic tonight. And I just hope that, you know, everyone feels as much fucking glory as I'm going to feel, because I'm going to turn it up fucking loud, crank the delay up a little bit extra. And we're going to play for blood tonight, just like we do every night.
Man, I'll be right there in the front, right at the stage front, banging my head with you as you're doing it, man.
So glad you're here.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
Glad you're here.
And I understand you guys are performing a set that includes most of the classic debut album, Soldiers of the Night. Talk about why it is, I mean, beyond just the anniversary, why it is you felt like that was appropriate, and why you would want to do that at all. Like,
well, really, you know, when we hit the 45-year mark this year, we just thought, like, my God, you know, we've been touring on past albums for about the last 5 years, and we've been hitting all these anniversary marks, and we just thought, what could we do on our 45th year that would be something really special? And we never toured on the Soldiers of the Night album. Mm. Vinnie Moore came in. We made the record together. He left. We had some management issues. And really, the ball didn't start rolling for Vicious Rumors till the Digital Dictator album. So Soldiers of the Night, which was... considered to be a metal classic, and that I'm not saying that. That's from, you know, Rock Hard magazine, Metal Hammer magazine, Kerrang magazine. A lot of international press considers this album to be like this heavy metal classic album of Vicious Rumors and Vinnie Moore, longtime guitarist of Vinnie Moore of UFO. You know,
it was. I think I've got an old Metal Edge that's got the promo for that album in it.
Probably,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so.
Probably. So we just thought, hey, we never toured on the Soldiers of the Night album. Let's do something we've never done in North America, which is play all these songs from Soldiers of the Night. We're having a blast because the material is just full of fire. I wrote these songs when I was in my 20s. And, you know, it was the birth of the type of power metal and thrash metal that we invented in the early 80s in the Bay Area. And we were part of something that at the time we probably never knew the whole world was going to look to. But here we are, you know, 45 years later.
And can I say, it was before you kind of had everything splintered into all these subgenres. Like, you guys weren't on that album limited to any one style.
Absolutely.
I mean, you guys, I mean, you almost look, today might look at it as kind of an amalgam of different styles, someone listening to it who'd never heard it before.
Well, I sure appreciate you noticing that, because, you know, like, our influences were ranged from a wide variety beyond thrash metal. I mean, we love the power and the angst of thrash metal, and we're tight with all the Bay Area bands, Exodus, Death Angel, Testament. You know, these bands are in a clique together, and they're awesome, and they're great. But Vicious Rumors has always had a little wider variety than that. We grew up with influences from Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath, and so
looking at it from a modern perspective, my own perspective, there's a lot of melodic stuff in there, but you can also kind of feel that proto thrash.
Absolutely, because at the time in the Bay Area, at the time, we started in 1979, and the Bay Area was just erupting with talent and new bands and coming out, and so we just tried to fuse like these elements of thrash and power with our traditional heavy metal. And you know, I'm just proud of everything we've done. I'm proud that we've stood the test of time, and the Soldiers of the Night album, it's been a lot of fun playing these songs every night. It seems like the audience is having a great time with it. And when we come back next time around, you know, we'll definitely be doing more songs from our entire career. But this is a special show, and we also we wanted to do something special on the package with Raven, too, because we feel the strength in numbers. And and having Vicious Rumors and Raven together is incredible. I mean, we've known the guys for years. We've been doing festivals and one-offs with them for 30 years. So this is the first time we've gotten together and actually toured. I love John and Mark so much.
It's a great package, man. It really is.
I love those brothers. I admire them. I look up to them. And, you know, Luthro is also a very good band. And they're hardworking guys. They're helping us a lot. So we've got a great camaraderie here on the road. And you know, Larry and I are 62 years old, and you know, we do this because we love it. I mean, we love the action still. But I'll tell you, these tours are getting harder and longer, and we're getting older, and it's fucking crazy. We're breaking headstocks off guitars. We're playing heavy metal all night long. We're driving to the next city, and there's no end in sight. So let's just keep it rolling. I hope to see everybody at the shows.
Yeah. Hey, if you would, tell me a little bit about your current touring lineup, the guys who I'll see tonight, just a little bit about those awesome musicians.
Absolutely. We have a very classic lineup of Vicious Rumors on the U.S. tour. Excuse me. Myself and Larry Howe are the longtime original members. My guitar, songwriting, and Larry's drums, the heartbeat of the band. Joining us, Brian Allen is back in Vicious Rumors on vocals, who has three albums to his credit. And he is, in my opinion, you know, we've had a lot of talented musicians in and out of Vicious Rumors, but Brian seems to really fit the bill in a great way. So we're very happy to have him back. And Stephen Goodwin is joining us on bass, also been on three Vicious Rumors albums. Robin Ubolt from Sweden is our current full-time bass player. But logistics and everything worked out better to have Stephen come in this time. But he's part of the Vicious Rumors family. And on guitar, longtime member for 8 years now, Gunnar DeGray. He's the only teenager I've ever considered hiring. I hired him at 18 years old.
Oh, wow.
Straight out of high school to playing 20,000 people at the Bang Your Head Festival in Germany. But he's an incredible musician, and he deserves the spot. And now he's been a longtime member. So, yeah, it's a very classic lineup of Vicious Rumors, and happy to have a great lineup and be on a tour with a bunch of other great people, because there's nothing sucks more than being on tour with people you don't care for or don't want to be around. And so we've got a nice camaraderie with all three bands, And I have a terrific lineup that I'm very thankful for in Vicious Rumors.
You anticipated my next question, which was going to be beyond like having awesome musicians, people with skill and who can have that stage presence and delivery. How important is that you guys get along on the, you know, 23 other hours that you have to spend together on tour?
That's such a good question, because it's so important, because as you mention it, like, to me, the most important thing out here is the show. If the show goes well, then I personally don't even care what happens the other 23 hours. Even if our accommodations get messed up or whatever, if the show goes well, I'm fine. I'm happy, man. But in the long run, when you're on the road, you know, 4 or 6 weeks, and as soon as we're done with this 6 weeks, we start 3 weeks in Europe.
Oh, wow.
So, and then we finish in Mexico City July 29th, and then head to South America. So, I mean, we've...
Three continents, man, in a short span. That's pretty impressive. You guys are really, I mean, putting the hammer down as
thank,
far as...
Thank you. And we want to work as much as we can while we can. So, but it is super important to have camaraderie and to be able to get along. And, you know, I care about everyone in my band, and I know that they all care about me. And even though, you know, we could have... There's different personalities. Of course, sometimes brothers have little arguments. But if you're brothers, then, you know, you make up after the argument.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so...
Strong personalities, I mean...
Vicious Rumors is a band of brothers.
I'm curious, you mentioned Lothar earlier. I think they're outstanding. Wicked, I wish that I'd gotten to see them.
Oh, they're incredible, too. Great band.
Have you all had any conversations with them? Do any of those bands come to you guys and look for pointers? And I'm also curious, if they were to do that, how much has changed in the time you've been in the music industry and touring? I'm sure many of the lessons that you learned early on don't even apply anymore in this new world.
You know, that's very true, and things have changed, and you need to be able to adapt with it. I think there's definitely things that Wicked and Lothario learn from Vicious Rumors and Raven, and honestly, there's things that we learn from them. And
that's cool.
And Wicked and Lothario, like, Lothario is a very organized unit. They're very organized in every way, and they're also helping the whole tour.
I saw Victor out there helping with your all's, the sound check. Yeah,
they're helping on the whole tour, so it's really awesome. And Wicked is a great bunch of guys that you know, they have an incredible attitude. They're talented. Incredible performers. They're helping more than even expected, helping the older guys on the tour, because let's face it, we got some old men out here. But at the same time, you know, the young guys look at us and just wonder if they'll be able to do it when they're as old as we are. But we got a great thing going, and like I said, and all four bands have a lot to offer.
Awesome, man. So you've alluded to this, but, you know, and beginning to wrap up with you after this, you say you're going to Europe and then Mexico City and then South America. Are there any further plans beyond that? Any, for example, plans for any new music, new releases?
Absolutely. That's the plan for the back half of the year. I've already been writing and demoing stuff. I've got 10 songs kind of in a rough demo form, and I've got about 10 other songs that I'm in the works of. The other guys have some contributions they're going to submit, so it's definitely time for a new Vicious Rumors album, and that's the plan for the back half of 2024.
Do you guys do any writing on the road, or is that not the sort of thing you can... I've heard some musicians say that just doesn't work for them, and others, they're like, well, I'm writing all the time. I wrote a little more earlier today.
For me, it kind of happens both ways. Like, every now and then, I do get that opportunity, but for the most part, I do it in sections, like putting everything I got into the tour right now.
Sure.
And then I'll be putting everything I have into the record. But it happens all kinds of ways, and that one thing I love about rock and roll and heavy metal is there's no limitations. There's no, there's some rules, but they can be bent.
All can be broken. Well, finally, what is the best way for fans to purchase music and merchandise from Vicious Rumors?
The best way is to go to our Facebook page, and right at the top we have the Gray Haven Media, and you can order all the Vicious Rumors stuff from us directly. We are still signed with SPV Steamhammer in Germany, and but when you go to Gray Haven Media, you're buying from the band, and you're supporting us directly. So I'd like to send everybody there, and of course at the shows.
Yeah, we'll have the links mentioned in our whatever platform you're listening to this on. We'll have that listed in the notes. And I will be seeing you a little later this evening at the merch booth to purchase some merchandise directly from you.
Fantastic.
And looking forward to that. Looking forward to the show. My first time to see you guys play live. I couldn't be more excited for it.
Okay, man. Thank you for everything. Thanks to your listeners, everybody out there. Heavy metal rules. Live your life to the fullest.